When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. And to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. We're with Michael Newton Keys. We will take calls with Michael next hour. His book is called Unbelievable: 7 Myths About the History and Future of Science and Religion. And Michael, let's go through those 7 myths if we can, one by one, and I shall let you begin.
Okay. So the first myth we covered already, which was that a big universe is a problem for Christianity. It's not. The second myth is there were these dark ages during the medieval period when Christianity held back cultural progress. It didn't. Christians invented the university, which has been the primary home for teaching and doing research in science. The third myth, which we haven't talked about yet, is kind of a subset of the second one. It's the idea that people in the Middle Ages in Europe thought the Earth was flat.
Yeah.
And it was because of Christianity that they thought this, because, you know, the Bible teaches that, supposedly. The Bible doesn't take any view on the shape of the Earth. It only describes the world as it appears to the senses. But furthermore, after teaching astronomy for a quarter century, I found that when students first come into my class, they have fewer rational grounds for believing in a round Earth than most medieval students.
Huh.
Most students today believe it because they see in a picture. Well, that could be Photoshop. Now, I'm not into conspiracy theories about that, but students should know that, you know, like, for example, medieval students knew that if you look up at the moon during a lunar eclipse, you see the shadow of the Earth going across it, and the edge of that shadow is curved.
It's curved.
And they could rattle off about a half dozen of these arguments, and modern students usually can't. So those are the first three myths.
Well, and when you look at the moon, it's round. You look at the sun, it's round. You look at everything out there, they're all round. I mean, one would have to deduce that Earth was round.
Yeah, that's an argument from analogy, and it has some power. But, medieval students could give you evidence, you know, observations that are best interpreted as a round Earth. So that's the third myth. The fourth myth was about Bruno, which we covered. The fifth myth is about Galileo, which we've covered. The sixth myth we haven't talked about, and it's really important. The sixth myth I call the Copernican demotion myth.
Ooh.
Now, that's the idea that when Copernicus came up with his theory with some pretty good arguments that Earth moves around the sun and is not in the Earth is not in the center of the universe, but the sun is, that was supposedly an action that demoted humans from the privilege center and therefore discredited religious views of human importance where, you know, we're in the center of God's plan. Well, it turns out that even though a lot of new atheists like Christopher Hitchens, when he was with us, and others have trotted this out as, you know, Christianity's greatest failure, when you look at the real history, it turns out that at the time of Copernicus, because of the views of Aristotle and Plato and throughout the Middle Ages, people at the time of Copernicus still thought of the center of the universe as the bottom of the universe, not the place of honor, but the place of dishonor. And so when Earth was repositioned as a planet, as moving around the sun, that was framed as a promotion by folks like Galileo and Johannes Kepler, the astronomers that came just after Copernicus, who were arguing for Copernicus' view. So this idea that, well, Copernicus demoted humanity and undermined religion, it just doesn't fit the history. For example, Copernicus himself said the cosmos was created for our sake. Now that even overstates what Christianity specifies.
Sure.
But it's clearly he wasn't demoting humanity.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
And of course, the seventh.
Oh, the seventh myth. Okay, right. We have short on time here. The sixth myth kind of is a setup for the seventh one, because if you believe the sixth myth that, well, humans were demoted, we're not important, and, oh, all that other religious stuff that we talked about earlier, if it looks anti-science, then that leaves a significance gap, and people want dearly to fill it with something. And so in recent years, many leading astronomers and philosophers have been filling that significance void, which is only a perceived void, you know, left by these myths that really aren't true after all. But if you think they're true, then you're searching for some substitute for our significance. And that, the leading one right now, is what I call the extraterrestrial enlightenment myth. Now, this myth is not, well, aliens exist. No, that's a myth. No, this myth is about what would the significance be if there were to be contact, if aliens were to arrive on the planet. And here's what the myth says. And here I use the myth in the sense of a worldview-shaping story, in this case, a futuristic myth. And it goes like this. Any ET, any alien, that arrives on the planet Earth would have to have technology indistinguishable from magic, and would also, due to billions of years of evolution prior to us, would have highly evolved moral, spiritual insights that would trigger religious reorientation on our planet. And a lot of this myth is, this expectation is built on what we think, or what some people think that artificial intelligence can do, that we can bring about, you know, conscious computers that will be doing things indistinguishable from magic. But leading AI experts like Rodney Brooks, who's at MIT, says, in fact, I quote him here, he says that, and if it becomes, if this AI, you know, projected in the future, becomes indistinguishable from magic, anything one says about it is no longer falsifiable, that is, no longer testable in a rigorous way, and leads to kind of a blind faith as you imaginatively think about the future, which is great for sci-fi, but not so great when you're thinking about, you know, what should we expect? And here's the real kicker. Richard Dawkins has said, and I quote him, there are very probably alien civilizations that are superhuman to the point of being godlike in ways that exceed anything a theologian could possibly imagine. This is Richard Dawkins talking.
Yeah.
Earth's leading atheist, right? And he's and what's ironic about that is that some of this story sounds scientific, but if you want, I can explain why it isn't.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
We've got some time.
Here's my critique of this story. Okay. And I follow partly the work of Rodney Brooks, MIT AI, one of the founding fathers of AI. Again, he says that it's once you extrapolate imaginatively into the future, and you start talking about technology that's like magic, there's really no way to test that. I mean, he thinks that AI can do a lot of great things, but it's never going to become conscious and super powerful, and you know, to the point of being magical or equivalent to magic. But let's just imagine for a moment that there is that there is an event on Earth that seems like, okay, some conscious, superintelligent creature has just arrived on the planet and has magical powers. Well, what's weird about this is that atheists like Dawkins would have no way of helping undecided people to distinguish between the natural and the supernatural interpretation of the creature. Because, according to Dawkins and many other atheists, a natural explanation that is an alien, it would look identical to a supernatural creature, like some, whatever, whether a good or a bad spiritual creature arriving on the planet claiming that they're going to save us and, you know, from Holocaust and bring peace and, you know, revise religion, etc. And so I don't think that this view is very scientific because it's more based on inspiration from science fiction than science because, you know, as I mentioned, I followed a Harvard astronomer named Howard Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I quote him in my book. And he shows that, look, technology can become sophisticated, but technology never can overcome the laws of nature. And the speed of light is one of those. For the absolute fastest you can communicate or travel, and even travel, you know, as you approach the speed of light, a lot of weird things happen and make it kind of impractical. So this ET salvation story sounds scientific, but isn't, because technology can't overcome natural laws, and the whole story makes the ability to distinguish between the natural and the supernatural virtually impossible. That sounds like a faith position of Dawkins, not a scientific one. So that's why I'm very skeptical of this ET enlightenment myth.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And Michael, why do so many people think that ETs at a higher level are more moralistic than what we should be? How do we know they don't get worse, not better?
Exactly. In fact, you know, when Darwin published his book in 1871 about the evolution of humanity and morality, this is long after his original book on the origin of species, you know, he wanted to believe that being nice to each other, what we call altruism, is the highest evolved trait. But look, if there is no God, and if morality evolves randomly with you know, along the lines of natural laws, then you know, there is no really good and evil. It's just stuff happens, and creatures from outer space that have been around for a billion years, they might be real badasses and want to, you know, not want to help us, but might want to destroy us.
Exactly.
And obviously, this is all played out in science fiction, and there's no way to, from an atheistic perspective, to know what kind of, you know, if these creatures would really be morally superior and spiritually superior to us.
Well, they probably know that, you know, the longer a civilization lasts, the more resources they're going to use up. And they, you know, one of the things they probably say is, you know, they don't get better, they get worse. We're going to take what we need now.
Okay, yeah. Again, a lot of this is imaginative thinking about the future. But again, I am a skeptic of the ET enlightenment myth because, again, the point here is not whether ET exists or not, is whether ET is our savior or not. That's the myth that I'm going after.
This is pretty remarkable in that it's realistic and it's very probable, isn't it?
Well, I think that as I mentioned earlier, the likelihood of aliens existing is pretty low, and the likelihoods of aliens living within contact distance of us, I think, is extremely low. So if there is an, quote, an appearance event or something that looks like an alien appearance, you know, I think people ought to be open to both naturalistic and supernatural interpretations of that event. Is it an alien or is it not? Is it some kind of supernatural creature? An open-minded person should be open to both of those possibilities.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. There's no question. We've talked about dimensional, other universes. Who knows? They're all possible. When Dawkins, of course, says he's a, you know, atheist.
Right. So he obviously doesn't believe in spiritual beings. But what's ironic is latter-day atheism is becoming harder and harder to distinguish from the occult. And a lot of these UFO stories sound very demonic. And so atheists have no way of really helping people who are, like, undecided about whether this is spiritual or whether this is natural.
Do you have to have much of a scientific background in order to grasp this?
No. And my book, you know, after teaching non-science majors science for a quarter century, my book is very accessible to the ordinary guy. And I get into the cool stuff like the history of science fiction, how science fiction affects how we even evaluate theories like this ET enlightenment story.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.